At the Gulf Cafe in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, an old Egyptian comedy plays on the flat screen, and a few local residents browse laptops. And Syria is on everyone's mind.
I think nothing was worse rather than what's happening now.
48-year-old Egyptian immigrant Sammy, who declined to give his last name, says any intervention is better than what Syrians are facing now.
Whatever happens, I don't know if it's going to be worse. Maybe it's going to get bad for a while, but then at least there's a chance it's going to get better.
But Gulf Cafe worker Mohammed Shur shakes his head and disagrees. He says America should use anything but force.
Too much people will die too. As he can help about the money, you know. He can help about workshops, but not the army.
As the U.S. weighs an intervention into Syria's chaotic civil war, it reminds Iraqi immigrant Nadia Khalid of the early days of the 2003 Iraq War.
I'm sorry to tell you that, but they don't have any background about Iraq. They thought we are still desert and cows and camels, and it's like there is no city.
Khalid lived in Baghdad near the Green Zone and was an interpreter for U.S. forces before escaping for New York. She says she'd support America if it does attack Syrian military forces. She just hopes they have a rebuilding plan before they go in. She says Syrians do need help.
The people, they said that's enough. They're done with this president. It's all corruption. And, you know, they don't have that good life. So they expect from America to be the good hands, like the father hands. Yeah. Hopefully they're going to do something.
Femi Karula is a Syrian who now lives in New Jersey. Karula was politically active online last year when the civil war began, but he's shifted to humanitarian needs now. He's given up hope for political change through protest.
We have to set our priorities. Political actions is not going anywhere.
Karula is a doctor who's no longer active on social media so as to avoid detection from Syrian authorities. He has a few contacts in Syria he works with directly.
When people are dying and we know that another chemical attack might happen tomorrow, we have to find some mosques and send them urgently to Syria.
Karula says that he hopes the Obama administration will attack the Syrian regime out of humanitarian obligations. But back in Bay Ridge, 41-year-old Keith Matarisi says he has a cousin in the Navy and is tired of the U.S. spending money on foreign conflicts.
I think we should keep our nose out of it. How many more conflicts is this country going to get into? The money we spend in war, we could solve world hunger.
Matarisi is not from the Middle East, but admits that if allegations are true that Assad's government forces use chemical weapons, something should be done. But it shouldn't be led by the U.S.
The people in the Middle East need to band together themselves and deal with their own problems. We got to stop being the police of the world. It's no good.
Whether the U.S. sends forces or not, everyone's in agreement that Syrian civilians need to be protected. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.